I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go.
You better tell people where you are today, Jim, because you're going to sound different.
I do sound it. Well, for the podcast intro today, for the crack, and it is crack, I'm in my vehicle. I'm currently driving right now.
In the Silver Bullet with your headset on.
Yeah. So getting the car serviced. How exciting is that?
Nothing like getting a service on a Friday morning.
So what happens? I know the garages are really careful these days. You drop it off, they do their stuff, and then they clean it off for you, don't they?
Yeah, so they're doing contactless stuff. You can't actually test drive a car, and you're not meant to be, you know, you can't go into showrooms. And I know garages that, you know, they're saying, customers are arriving saying, oh, but they're letting you test drive up the road. And they're like, no, well, if they are, they shouldn't be. Really sorry, can't sell you a car. But they are open for maintenance and servicing. So
I had my NCT a few weeks ago, and I thought it'd be quieter because of everything. It was the busiest I've ever seen the NCT.
Did she pass?
And I've been lots of times with the Barney bus.
Oh, yeah.
She passed, yeah. I'm sure this car is much younger. But like, the Barney bus used to give me a few heart stoppers.
Wasn't the Barney bus so old that it needed an NCT every 6 months?
No. Once a year.
Was it still a year? I thought there was a special rule for it once it goes past a certain age.
The Barney bus passed its last NCT before it died. And when I brought it in, they said, this needs an NCT. And I said, no, it's passed the NCT last week. And they said, well, it's got a broken axle. I was driving around with a broken rear axle and it passed the NCT.
Axle. Well, that says a lot about the NCT, doesn't it?
Well, no, unless somebody wasn't telling me the truth.
I don't think they're the things that happen overnight. I think they're gradual.
Yeah. Anyway, the Barney bus is gone. Let's not bring it up because it gets me emotional. It's for people who are new to the show. The Barney bus is my old car that Nobby christened the Barney bus because it was purple, like the big dinosaur.
God be good to her.
Owes me nothing, that car.
No, well, it could be somebody's fridge now, or it could be, you know, someone could be drinking out of Barney. It could be recycled aluminum, as the Americans call it.
You wouldn't want to drink out of Barney. Everything I know about her.
No, she had a few secrets, right? There'd be a taste of moss.
A dark past.
There'd be a taste of moss off it. a junkie broke into it. You know, it really had a colourful life.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it did.
Well, look, best of luck in the server. I'm sure it'll be okay. Although there is a weird clunking noise every time you press the button to lock the car. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just your luck with cars.
And how do you not know what that is? You're Mr. Cars and you don't know. So, when I hit my fob from my car, it goes to lock it. It goes, and nobody knows what it is. I presume these people will know how to do it today.
It's like your car is literally on grinder because it grinds every time you press the... I don't know. I don't know that much about cars, to be honest with you. I know how to drive them. I know how they look. And I can tell you, like, top-line stuff. But I don't have greasy fingernails.
Yeah, that's more apologies department.
It is. I have a can of WD-40, but I don't really know how to use it. So you're asking the wrong bloke. But there's no hanging around now, so you'll have to... Sometimes they give you a lend of a car, or sometimes you get a lift.
Oh, yeah, no, all that stuff hanging around and having a coffee on the sofa. No, no, no. It'll be get out now.
It's good coffee as well. And then you try and sell you a car while you're there.
They always have good coffee in car showrooms. Yeah,
yeah, because they want you to stay longer so they can hit you up. Hey, have you thought a bit of grading? So you're going to miss
the Honda garage. What's the name? Where is the Honda garage out in Clon's Quay?
Yeah.
Unreal coffee.
Very good coffee.
Went and see Richard and buy a car off.
Right. Good man, Richard. You didn't, though. So he's obviously not that good.
I flipped a Nissan. Sorry, Richard.
You fancied something different. An update on the Guinness Surger cans. We've been sent a location where they can be purchased. However, it's not within the Republic of Ireland. It's not even within Dublin. So because we're good boys and we obey the rules, stay at home, non-essential journeys. But it's teased us even more because now we have a precise location where you can
If you were delivering something from Dublin up to that location, you could pull in and get those cans.
We could. And the radio station we work for, they have a number of radio stations and they have one in Belfast. So I could easily use my letter for work and say I was up for a meeting in the north. But that would be lying.
Except, yeah, that would be lying, yeah. And you mentioned it on a podcast that you could possibly do that. So you wouldn't have a leg to stand on that.
I would be abusing my letter from my employer. So again, for that reason, of course, I wouldn't do that. Just give us the cans down here, Guinness. What's the problem?
I thought the 5K thing was going to finish at the end of March. But it's not. I got that wrong, did I?
No, they're just reviewing it at the start of April. Reviewing. That doesn't mean anything. Sure, no one knows. No one knows what they're doing. But also, you can go outside your 5K if it's for food. So, not really a food item, though.
No, but you're also a car expert. When you leave a car in to be serviced, do you have to take everything out of it, or is it okay to leave stuff in the boot?
The boot should be okay, yeah. It's like, yeah. I mean, if people were having affairs, I'm not talking about you, obviously, but if people were... I'd be taking items you might have in the glove box out because Dublin is a small place and they might go, oh, did you see him? Or, you know, I'm sure they found, I know for a fact, Gary.
What would you leave in your glove box that would incriminate you to having an affair?
Probably Johnny's.
Bras. Johnny's?
Yeah.
Johnny's in the glove box.
Johnny's in the glove box. Johnny. Like, I know someone who got caught doing that. I know someone else who got caught. They left a personal item behind the driver's seat of a car in a very inconspicuous looking bag, just like a normal bag that you would have bought a dress in or something. Nice with the cordy, you know, the cord handle on it. One of them, but inside was a personal item. Garage had to ring said owner. We found a few bits. They must have had a look. So I'd say I'd say garage people probably have quite a lot of stories.
Wow. The place that used to clean Prince's car. Sorry, Prince story alert. The place that used to clean Prince's cars. He would drive around listening to songs, new songs on cassettes and CDs, and he'd leave them in his cars. And they used to take them. And that's how an awful lot of bootleg Prince stuff is circulating. Because they were just so Prince won't notice it. There's a back seat full of tapes.
Sure, you should get fired for that.
Unreleased songs.
That's not very cool, yeah. You would have thought now he could afford his own cleaner who lived on site. What was it? What was his place called? Neverland or something, was it?
No, that's Neverland's a crime scene. He was in Paisley Park.
Neverland's, yeah. Paisley Park, right. So, I mean, he could have afforded a valeter or a valet.
Oh, no, he would. One of his people would drive it around to get it cleaned.
Yeah, but if he just had a garden hose, then his tunes wouldn't have been... Can you
imagine Prince with a garden hose?
Well, not him. Not him, literally. You need a little stool to get to the top, I'd say, anyway. Reach the top of the roof.
You can't talk about it.
Speaking of music, though, today we really did put the boot into our friend Bruno Mars. He released new music today. It's called Leave the Door Open, and we just weren't... Have you listened to it more since you've been driving?
No, I haven't had a chance yet. But do you know what? It's kind of stuck in my head now, so I probably will listen to it again.
Yeah,
it kind of reminds me of That's What I Like. That's What I Like is now stuck in my head.
As people said, it's a weird day when the new Bieber track is better than the new Bruno Mars track, but that's a fact. It is.
But I bet you that's just one song. I bet you that this album is going to have loads of different styles, and that's just one. And they'll show you, it's like, wow, he can do this, this, and this.
But when you're making a bit of a comeback, you have to really grab the attention, particularly when you've been away, you know, and there's so many other artists who are now. They've climbed ahead of you. Yeah, so
well,
I'm hoping for a
big folk number next from him, but yeah, that one isn't going to set the world on fire.
Yeah, as I was going to say, wise man once said, but a man once said.
Now,
we've got some serious guests on the show next week, right? We've got Laura Whitmore, yeah. We've got James Arthur. Now, I won't have a bad word said about him. As a singer, he's good. I was just waiting there for Jim to say something. And we will have Anne-Marie on the show on Monday, who's a lovely lady.
I love Anne-Marie.
She's so easy to chat to.
She's lovely. She's just so lovely. And she's like one of the kindest faces. And when you're looking at her on Zoom, you just kind of go, isn't she lovely?
Yeah, she's very nice.
And she's the business as well. 57 million streams.
She's doing okay. Okay. Coming up on today's podcast, we will have Joel Curry, who will put you in a good mood, because that's what he does. And Podge will be here to stream. It's the last episode for the moment of WandaVision. We had some cool giveaways for that.
We'll have another couple next week, actually, with those WandaVision goodie bags. If you want to win one, make sure you're with us next week. And send us in a WhatsApp of how much of a fan you are, because we want these to go to a good home.
That we really do. That would be cool, if you wouldn't mind doing that. What else did we have that was on? It was a girl who played Instagram. So it's always hard to follow up when we have a winner. Her name was Laura from Fairhouse. You'll hear her. She was very nervous about playing.
Nervous and giggly.
She thought the questions would be extra hard the day after we have a winner. I said, don't be so silly.
But she didn't get the one about onions. And I just was so surprised. I'm sorry if that's a spoiler. If you'd like to play Instagram on the podcast, sorry, but the spoiler alert there. But one of the answers is onion. And she didn't get it.
Yeah, probably the easiest on the list. So you should check that out as well. Anyway, it is Friday, Jim. So I'm sure you're busy going with cars, but I want to go. So
Have a great weekend, buddy.
I will, Jim. Thanks. And thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast. If you do, we appreciate it.
And tune in on Monday. I'll tell you how I got on with my car service.
Yeah. See if they found anything in your glove box. They use steering wheel johnnies now for servicing.
I need to get a steering wheel johnny.
If there's a white thing wrapped around your wheel when you come out, don't be alarmed. That is normal.
Nice.
And they might even have a plastic bag over the seat. I love when they leave them on by mistake, because I used to pretend then I was a mechanic.
To who?
As a kid, like.
You used to pretend you were a mechanic when you were a kid.
Yeah, I used to love when they
leave... With a plastic seat cover.
When they leave the white plastic seat on it to not put oil in your seat, I loved when they put them on.
What, you get into your parents' car and pretend you're a mechanic?
Make car noises. Pretend I was dropping the car back to them.
Can you make some car noises now?
That's the sound of me going across the border with a load of surgeries in the boot.
I'm going to do some work on U-105, officer.
Hello, constable. How are you doing? Not from around here, son, are you? What's with the D-reg? No, I wouldn't.
I heard it's a much smoother drink, so I'm willing to pay double the price for a normal drink and break all the laws to get one.
Yeah, it's not worth it, guys. The pubs will be open again soon. I just don't know how soon. Have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy the podcast. Guinness.
This is Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM4. Good morning. It is Friday, the 5th of March.
Do you like my music to wake up to without coffee music?
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's lovely, yeah.
Lots happening on today's show. Lots happening. Stuff for you to listen to, stuff for you to win, more stuff for you to win, more stuff for you to win.
Some nice stuff happening today. It's very mellow, isn't it? Anyway, so if you're expecting... You wouldn't want anyone to reveal the sex of your baby, would you?
Well, people have the gender reveal parties now.
Yeah, but if you told one of your buddies, one of your close showbiz pals...
Yeah, and they leaked it.
I'm having a blank. Then you wouldn't want that showbiz pal to go on TV and...
Of course not. And unless you had some, you know, arrangement.
No, well, so the pal messed it up. Laura Whitmore is expecting... Well, I tell you, maybe I shouldn't tell you.
Who? Well, tell us who ratted out first.
Lorraine Kelly accidentally let slip on live TV yesterday. She appeared on Lorraine to talk about her new self-help book, No One Can Change Your Life Except For You, which is a very long title, but it's a good title. And she was chatting away, and Lorraine and Laura joked that she didn't want to see her from the waist down, and Lorraine laughed, said, "Now this book has come from personal experience. It's lessons that you've learned along the way, isn't it?" And she said, "And also advice that you want to pass on to your baby blank."
And did Laura definitely tell her?
And looking like a deer caught in the headlights, Laura paused for a few seconds and said, "Yeah, well, yeah, yeah."
Lorraine, what do you ask?
So unless Lorraine was guessing.
Maybe she was guessing, yeah. Maybe she didn't know. I don't know if they know each other that well. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
Laura confirms the gender of her baby in an excerpt from her book, which reads, well, it's out there now.
Go on.
It's a girl. She's expecting a baby girl.
Okay.
Nice one, Lorraine.
Yeah, good one, Lorraine. Fair play to you. Well done.
Dim and proper. You see Conor McGregor buying a bottle of his own whiskey in a shop yesterday with no mask on.
No, was he?
Yeah, so I don't know who was videoing, whether it was one of Conor's friends or the shop owner.
Surely with all his money, there's better stuff to buy, no?
Absolutely.
Even I buy better.
And there's only two left, isn't there? Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. I'll buy one off you. Yeah. Oh, it's a bit pricey, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, never mind. He gets the receipt, so he probably brought that down as an expense, will he? Make sure to get
probably would, actually, yeah. Yeah. He was sampling.
Yeah. No, we had no mask on the shop anyway, so people are calling him Dim.
Testing for, you know, consistency.
No, he was calling for people to wear masks, so it's a bit strange that he wasn't wearing one.
It is a bit strange, Jim, but after all this time.
Shopkeeper didn't seem to care either.
A great example of someone who could show an example. You know? Yeah, I don't like this guitar.
No, Jesus, no. A student seriously injured after a scrambler ploughed into her at 100 kilometres per hour.
Jesus.
As told of her ordeal, Dubliner Shane Ward was caged for hitting Brazilian...
not the singer now.
Tal's... No, not the singer, no, he's 24. He got into her, I think into her face, and he fled the scene a year ago. And she said, "I'm psychologically traumatized," which
yeah,
she would
need, be. We need to do something about scramblers.
She lost teeth and everything.
We need places you can go on your scrambler, but equally, people can't be just scrambling around all the time,
in
wherever
parks.
They want.
Remember
in parks.
Remember the poor fellow who was just lying on a
severely injured, disabled.
Just lying with his
that,
missus
yeah.
on a hill in a park.
Life changing.
Scrambler
absolutely
came over the hill and bang, hit him.
It's just like, but we do need places to go. I think that might help. You know, if you think of it like a sport, you should have somewhere to go.
Smartphones have changed the way that children see the world. According to new research, they're making them pay more attention to detail and less to the whole picture. Growing up with a mobile device or tablet in their hand alters how the brain works, say scientists.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you meant to do with that bit of news?
People can be different in whether they typically see the forest or the trees, but the dominant attention mode is focusing first on the whole and then on the details. But now people are, the kids are kind of grown up focusing on the details
it's
first.
It's so normalised, yeah. So I don't know if, like, unless you're talking about a child who's either a year old or isn't born yet, everyone else will have to, they'll have to be changed from today. Yeah. New Music Friday today. Bruno Mars has released a new song, and
lads,
we're very disappointed. Like, this is the guy who's brought us Locked Out of Heaven, 24 Karat Magic. I even listened to Versace on the Floor last night, and that wasn't a radio song either.
So when I heard he's doing a coming up with a band, what's it called? Silk Sonic, and there, Anderson yeah. .Paak and Bruno Mars together. I thought, oh, here we go.
The Anderson .Paak connection. Everyone thought, okay, this is going to be good. This will be all right.
Now, it's this will be up my street, but like this street,
it's a Motown track.
It's like the Stylistics, which is going. You're going way back, but it's not like Bruno's putting his own take on it. It's exactly like an old song.
Talk about crisps in it. If you're hungry, I've got the Lay's.
He's talking about Lay's crisps.
Yeah.
I think it's a different type of Lay's talking about.
I know. I think. Well. Leave the door open. I mean, that's not safe. Leave the door open.
No, you'd be a terrible draft there, Bruno. So, I've gone from being so excited all week. I can't wait till Friday. Bruno's new song.
This is the first thing. When I woke up this morning, I saw the song in my email box, and I was like, deadly.
If I wanted to put smoochy music on, I've got like I've got playlists for days, and it's that won't make it.
Won't bite unless you like.
Unless you like.
If you smoke,
what you smoke?
I got the haze.
Purple haze.
And if you're hungry, girl, I got the lays.
If you're hungry, got the lays. He means the ready salted.
Yeah. Those little crisps. So yeah.
These are multi Grammy Awards winning singers now.
I know. It's. If I said to Bruno, will you make me a song that sounds exactly like a really old 60s soul song? I'd give him an A plus. If I said, Bruno, will you give me a song that's going to excite everybody? It's not going to happen. It's like
Uptown Funk. Don't give it to you.
I don't hear that here. I don't hear that anywhere. Who's going to play that? Nobody.
That's someone's first dance job. Like that's.
But
maybe.
You wouldn't. You'd go for the original. You'd have.
Maybe change here. Hang on, hang. Tell me that you can.
Oh. It's lovely, you know. It's lovely, but it's like it's for your granny.
Very disappointed, Bruno. Very disappointed,
Bruno. Like, if you're gonna play music like that, you play the original. You would. There's no. He's not bringing anything new to the table. Where's Anderson? Where's he rapping?
Low down in the mix. Must try harder, Bruno. On the show this morning, we'll have Joel Curry, who's never sorry.
We're gonna play his new song as well.
Yeah, it's called Bed. He also has he's a message for somebody who's very famous in Dublin, also for beds.
And he will pick today's strawberry Nodger Noggin. So if you can guess what he's going to pick. So the only thing we said to him was, it's going to be a banger and a floor filler. And he went, all right. So what has he picked? If you can guess.
He got it very quickly.
Yeah, we'll get 3 strawberry alarm clock cuddle mugs if you can guess the song he picks. So 0876797104.
I have a little guess. And also coming up a little later on the show for the last, for the moment episode of WandaVision, we have got some really cool goodie bags for Disney Plus WandaVision fans. WandaVision.
Yeah, the last one's tonight. If you want to win one of those goodie bags, you know, stand by because
stick around.
Oh,
the stuff
huge.
In this, like one-off stuff, TV guide, journals, dinner trays, coasters, utensils. When we did this with the Home Alone merch, people went mad for it, so we're expecting the same.
And the most baffling jokes have been revealed. There's a top 10 most baffling jokes. So these are ones that people either find funny or don't get it. So some of them are, how do you drown a hipster in the mainstream?
Oh, I think I heard this before. Oh.
Time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. That's pretty good.
How do you drown a hipster? What is it?
In the mainstream.
Oh, yeah.
A jar of vitamins right. Fell on my head. I sustained super fish oil injuries.
Boom.
How do you milk sheep with iPhone accessories?
How do you milk sheep with iPhone? What? How do you milk? Oh, very good. Very good.
See, so they're ones that confuse a lot of people, so they might confuse them. How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb? A fish. That's good.
Oh, that sheep one is brilliant. Yeah, it just takes a good 3 seconds.
Doesn't it? They're both of us are like, oh, yeah.
That's so bloody true as well.
What do accountants do when they're constipated? They work it out with a pencil. A cowboy asked me if I could help him round up 18 cows. I said, that's 20 cows.
Doing me look sheep with iPhone accessories.
A horse walks into a bar and the barman says, hey, why the long face? Okay, well, that's a really old. What does a dyslexic, agnostic, insomniac do at night? He stays up wondering, is there really a dog? Okay. And I'm pleased with my new fridge magnet. I've got 12 fridges so far. All right.
Some guesses for Joel Curry's Nodger Noggin. It's not Maniac, but interesting you say that, because we'll be chatting to him a bit later on, and that song has to come up.
That comes up.
It's not Maniac, though. What song does Joel Curry pick for today's Nodger Noggin? We'll know the answer in an hour. If you want to guess, we'll some cuddle mugs.
So there's some new music out today. One of them is by Justin Bieber. He's Holding On.
Take my hand and hold on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I would have said Solid Enough.
That sounds like Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars.
Did you hear that, Bruno?
Remember Locked Out of Heaven? That was a big hit.
But also, hey, we'll see what's about to happen.
Hey, Drake. We'll see what's
about to happen. So Drake and Jake and Bieber's videos both look like they're done by the same person. There's a bit of a Grand Theft Auto vibe off both of them.
There is, actually, yeah. He's got a bit of a Subway vibe as well. There's lots of cops and Biebers. It's like the M50, right? Hey. It's just lights behind him.
Hey!
And then...
Say if he gets shortchanged in the shop, he goes, hey!
Hey! You've got to then stand it up.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bruno Mars...
Oh,
it just doesn't
movie.
Fit in.
I love it.
Stop. I'ma
leave the door open. Hey, ladies.
I'm going Bieber. If I had to pick one of the three.
Locked out of heaven. Yeah, that's the best one of those three. On first listen.
On first listen.
On first listen. Very important. It's on first listen. So Tom Clancy, Without Remorse, starring Michael B. Jordan, has got a trailer. In it, he sets a car on fire, then gets into the burning car and interrogates a guy.
That seems a bit crazy.
Yeah, here it comes.
Has it occurred to you that perhaps John Kelly has done something we can't? Some situations warrant thinking outside the box.
Give me a name.
He was supposed to be dead.
Give me a name.
Give me a name.
So, great news for some people if you're a Love Island fan. You wouldn't care if you're not, but Love Island is definitely coming back. They've confirmed yesterday that it will come late summer.
There's rumours about Jersey and all that, so they're all true.
That's what is it, Jersey? Yeah,
I don't know if the Jersey's been confirmed, but definitely confirmed yesterday afternoon that they are doing it.
It won't be the only series coming to our screens this year. A number of brand new TV shows airing, including Vernon Kay hosting a game show called Game of Talents. That's definitely happening. The Masked Dancer is coming.
Oh no.
Yeah. How are we going to guess from their dancing who they are? They have to dance in heavy costumes. Anyway, that's coming. And is it going to be the same judges?
Maybe.
I think it's Joe Biden. Is it Joe Biden? No, it's not. It's going to be some footballer from 1981.
Who none of the kids watching it have ever heard of.
You're going to have to get Grandad in to explain who it is.
Who's that?
Don't ask.
I think it's Glenn Hoddle.
WandaVision, last episode for the moment is on Disney Plus today. It follows Elizabeth Olsen, Wanda, and Paul Bettany, Vision. They're two people from the Avengers.
So everyone I know who's watched this is absolutely bet into it. They can't wait for Friday's, and this is the last one, so I know what it's like when the finale episode. So there's no spoilers, we don't know anything about it, but we do have goodie bags. One
we do
division
have goodie
bags.
We do. And also, Paul, because Crossy likes to have chats with these celebs, tells us the reason why he thinks fans love the show so much, and Wanda and Vision's relationship in particular.
That's a really good question. I think the reason fans love Wanda and Vision and their relationship so much is I think we all see couples that meet that complete each other, but they complete each other at really bad places within themselves. And I think that Wanda and Vision just complete each other in a really great way, and it's what makes them such a strong unit and powerful fighting unit.
Paul Bettany's been in all Guy Ritchie's movies, including Lock, Stock, and he's best friends with Jamie Oliver.
What's it been like for him, though, with those best friends, getting to know Elizabeth over the years?
So Lizzie and I have been making these movies for quite a bit now, and we got to know each other really slowly. And I guess slowly over time, I suddenly realized, it dawned on me that she'd never been late on set once, and I love that. and it turns out that we have exactly the same work ethic, and she's fastidious. She always comes to set with an idea, and believe me, that's rarer than you would think. And so do I. And so we're both professional and really want to work at it and really want to it to be the focus, you know, of what we're doing. That's why we're there, and we work really hard at it, and she works really hard at it. And I think we by this point have come to trust each other so much that it was just very easy to take big risks.
Okay,
very generous with your answers there, Paul. That's Dish Dirt for now.
If you're a fan of Lord of the Rings, we got some big news in Dish Dirt in the next hour.
Instagram qualifying question for €1,000. Could we have two winners in a row? It's on the Insta story.
It seems today that on TV there are so many programs. Which ones should we see? But where can we get some decent telly? Sitting on our backside, Podgy has a TV guide. He tells us what he's streaming, what his telly box is beaming, cause the coppers told him he can't go outside. It's time for Podgy's TV guide.
This is Johnny Muppet.
He's self-swearing already. How are you, Podgy?
I'm all right. What month is it?
March.
Was it not March already? Did this not start in March? Is this part of the plan?
Was it
the 15th? We'll forget what month it is. We'll forget how long we've been locked up. Honestly, I've got less time for doing a car over.
Martin King is a Doctor Who phone box in his back garden. Unexpected item in the baggage area.
Anyway, lads.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the thing.
Amazon Prime. What is it?
I'm trying to look at this somewhere because I'm very excited about it. Coming to the number two, America.
We are going back to America. Oh, hell no, Your Majesty.
Come on.
I'm back.
I'm the king of this shop.
That fucking hell.
Well, well. Say it again.
So Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, they're all back.
James Earl Jones.
He's back.
Yeah. I mean, Arsenio Hall, where's he been?
He's been doing a chat show. Very good chat show.
Really?
For the last few years. Yeah, he brought his chat show back. It was great.
That is excitement, don't you think?
Yeah, that's good.
Now, why do you think
I hope it's good now. I hope it's good.
Okay, so, lads, Biggie, I got a story to tell featuring rare footage and in-depth interviews. This celebrates the life of the notorious B.I.G. It features Sean P. Diddy, and it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's all it was. All it was a dream.
Something special is about to happen. My boy, you get 3 years, you get nervous.
Yeah, I can't be, you know, looking like, you know, 21.
True.
I'm gonna keep that 18.
You know what I mean? That 18 feel. Okay.
My son was a very smart kid.
He was already writing since elementary.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be giving that to Gil. That a bit of Gil.
Hey,
while you're on Netflix, lads,
yep.
There's a new picture out this week.
Is there?
It's directed by Amy Poehler. called Moxie.
Can I help you?
I don't know, can you?
He's bothering you. He's harassing me. If you use that word, that means I have to do a bunch of stuff. You know that your school is weird, right?
Ignore Mitchell. If you keep your head down, he'll move on and bother somebody else.
I'm gonna keep my head up. Hi.
Why have we all accepted it? Like, no one even blinks.
Me and my friends protested everything. We made a ton of mistakes.
But you're glad you did it all, right?
Of course. What are you gonna do, nothing?
Directed by Amy Poehler. For that reason alone, I'd probably give it a go. Now, lads, started last Wednesday on BBC Two. But you can do an old catch-up if you have an iPlayer dodgy connection. A new series directed by Ridley Scott. Or is it directed? Well, Kieran Hines is in it anyway, but it's a Ridley Scott production called The Terror. Oh, lads.
Is this good?
Oh, lads, you got to do this.
Oh.
Now is our moment to stride through to our glory.
As a trusted friend once put it, this place wants us dead.
Once it's past all hope, mine goes unnatural.
And it may lose all.
Survival is a nasty piece of business.
The Terror. On BBC Two and iPlayer.
What was that? A polar bear?
A thing. It was a thing.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. It's a critter. It's a critter.
It's a critter.
It's a big footer. It's something out of the dark and into the white that's coming to get you in the middle of the night.
Jeez.
The Terror. Got anything for us, Jimmo?
I do, yeah. Luca at 000 on Sky or on Now TV. It's from the makers of Gomorrah. It's a gangster drama. Heavy bananas. Lots of blood. So if you're squeamish, give it a swerve.
This token transfers $31 million as soon as the product leaves Mexican waters.
Mexico nos entrenó para ser los mejores. Y lo somos.
The rest will be transferred when the shipment arrives at Gioia Tauro.
Catai 5,000 kg.
Right, lads, I have to go. I'm very, very busy.
Yeah?
I'll tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not opening a shebeen called the Ultrasonic Cleaner. That's what I'm not doing. Good luck to you!
Good luck to you! I know where you can get those surgers, Podge, no?
Oh, no.
Thanks, Podge.
Yeah, you're L1.
You're L1.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
104 is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on Friday morning. It is, it is. Just 10 minutes ago, so he picks Friday's Nod Your Noggin, Joel Curry.
I can't believe it.
And then he's going to be on the show chatting to us after 9. If you can guess what song Joel Curry picks for Friday's Nod Your Noggin, you get 3 Strawberry Alarm Clock cuddle mugs.
And nobody's guessed it so far.
Nobody.
The only thing we said to him was it has to be a floor filler and it has to be kind of a banger. And that's the only information we gave him, and he came back with what?
He's also a radio guy. He does a radio show at the weekends. So he didn't even have to think about this. He knew exactly what we were looking for.
Ah, yeah, sure.
And he nailed it.
He's a DJ of all kinds of types.
Don't miss him. He's here very, very soon.
FM 104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
We have Laura from Fear House.
Good morning.
Hi, Laura.
how are you?
What are you so giddy about?
I don't know. I think I'm nervous now because he had a winner yesterday, so I'm afraid the questions are going to be really hard.
Yeah, well, you see, you would think that, all right, but that would only be if we're deliberately trying to not have winners, and that wouldn't happen.
Okay, I'll trust you so.
No, but you've heard most of the questions. Would you say they're really hard?
I'd actually say, Laura, they're quite easy. There is one that has me totally stumped and I still haven't figured it out.
Ah, stop. Okay, well then there's probably me gone. I'll give it my best shot.
But it's one of those things that if you know it, it's like, oh yeah, of course. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Everybody does know, but you have to go,
I think I know it now. I think I know it.
Yeah.
And I'll probably give the wrong answer and then get the right answer. And
yeah, of course. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, look, good luck. It'll be fine.
Thank you.
What will you spend €1,000 on, should you win?
We bought a money pit of a house recently, so it'll be going into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you have got 10 yesterday if you'd have been on yesterday?
Actually, 8. I would have said holiday for flip-flop. on holidays. I got the Pope Francis question wrong. I guess the wrong
did
year.
You? So, yeah, yeah. I got that wrong as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is 6 multiplied by 8?
48.
What night of the week is the Late Late Show on?
Friday.
What would you screw into a ceiling?
A light bulb?
Yeah.
Spring, red and Spanish are all types of what?
Can you say that again, sorry?
Spring, red and Spanish are all types of what?
Come on, Laura.
Spring, red, I don't
spring,
know.
Spring, red blank, and red, Spanish. Blank, Spanish, blank.
Wine, I don't know.
True or false, the first Lord of the Rings movie was called The Prisoner of Azkaban.
True.
What sport is Andy Murray famous for?
Tennis.
What kind of nut is in Nutella and Ferrero Rocher?
Hazelnut.
Mary Lou MacDonald is the leader of what political party?
Sinn Féin.
What is the surname of Prince Harry and Prince William?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's the one that Nobby was talking about.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
And what streaming service would you find the hit show WandaVision?
Star.
Oh, Laura.
No.
Bit of a car crash.
Sorry.
No need to apologise. It's a lot. It's hard work under pressure.
I should know.
He puts me under pressure every morning to do these. I got it as we were talking to you.
That's
it's obvious.
It's also a motor group. That's why you got it.
Windsor. That's their bloody. Of course it is.
Prince Windsor. Lizzie Windsor.
I suppose because they're never Liz referred Windsor. To with their surname.
I know.
But you do then you think, oh, hang on, they do. They say, the Prince William Windsor.
They don't Windsor. Own Windsor Motors, though.
Willie Windsor.
Right. So that was that one.
What else?
It wasn't a disaster. No, it wasn't a disaster. So, spring onion, red onion,
Spanish onion. Wine?
Yeah, well, we know what you're thinking about, all right?
Friday,
it's all to do with dinner, yeah.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings first movie wasn't called The Prisoner of Azkaban. That's a Harry Potter film.
I don't watch them. So I'm really bad. Sorry.
Which we believe it's 20 years today since the first movie, The Fellowship of the Ring, was released.
20 years.
They're all having a reunion on the Stephen Colbert show.
Very good. Well, Laura,
did I do terribly wrong?
You didn't do terribly. You got seven.
Seven, okay.
Yeah.
So we've had 3 sevens this week. We've had a 6, and we've had a 10.
If it makes you feel any worse, there's a good few people sending in. I got tens.
Oh, thanks. That's great. Thanks for that. Could I be cheeky and ask for a cuddle mug?
Yes,
if possible.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Look,
thanks, guys.
Thanks for having a go today. Okay.
No bother. Thanks a million.
Cheers, bye.
It's back on Monday, of course. Bye. Jim will send you back personalised emojis if you got a 10 out of 10. And Joel Curry picks Friday's Nod Your Noggin.
I love that. Somebody says, scream an onion at the radio.
Onion!
It's an onion!
Onion!
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So yeah, we mentioned it in the Instagram there. Lord of the Rings, the cast are reuniting to celebrate 20 years since The Fellowship of the Ring, the first movie in the trilogy, was released in cinemas.
How has it been that long?
I know, it's mad, isn't it? So that was only the first one. So the other two were a few years later, weren't they? They weren't in a row. There was I remember going to see it.
Like, I was in New Zealand in 2005, and that was around the second one, and everything. They had buildings draped with it. Air New Zealand planes were all covered in hobbits. It took over the country because it was so big for tourism for there as well. Yeah. It was everywhere.
I still haven't seen The Hobbit.
Oh well, it's on this weekend. So one of them.
Stephen Colbert is going to host a trio of free cinema only cast reunions as part of Support Local Cinemas campaign to encourage people to get back to the cinemas. Obviously in the States and the UK isn't going to happen here yet, but he'll interview Elijah Woods, Sean Astin, Billy Boyd, Dominic Monaghan, all of them. So, and Orlando's going to be there, and everybody. So, if you're a fan, Andy Serkis, the whole lot.
Unmissable.
Ian McKellen.
Ollie Alexander has responded to the Doctor Who casting rumours about himself. He says, "My lips are sealed. If you enjoyed him in the last few Fridays for It's a Sin, I don't think he's going to go away." Like,
He would be good as the doctor or the doctor's assistant?
He's not really saying either way.
Because
since Jodie's been reported to be leaving, so I presume it's the doctor.
Whoopi Goldberg is also in the frame, apparently. Snoop Dogg performs on the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, original motion picture soundtrack. It's called How We Do. It's going to be better than Bruno Mars' new song.
We're the baddest crew. Hands high, we're seeing you. Come on. We coming through, killing it. That's how we do.
Yeah. Yes.
What I love is the fact that the major hip hop fans who are completists for Snoop Dogg will have to go into the playlist, the SpongeBob movie playlist, and add that.
And yeah, in case you haven't heard, this is the new Bruno track. Kind of scratching our heads in the studio this morning going, what? Where's the banger we were all expecting?
Unbelievably retro.
Maybe when they kept guessing was it him and the Masked Singer, they were right.
So we have to, there will be a forfeit if that becomes a massive hit. If Bruno,
it's not
if Bruno, no, I know, but if this way, if Bruno knows something we don't, then, you know, what will we do?
Exactly.
We'll eat something that we don't like. You'll eat a banana skin.
I'll eat a black, brown spots. I don't know if I will actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, I'm that confident. It's not going to happen. Saz, Bruno.
What does it take to catch a killer? Inspired by real events, The Serpent reveals the story of serial con man Charles Sauvage, and the remarkable attempts to bring him to justice. It's called The Serpent. And it's going to be on Netflix.
See, this is what he does. He robs, kills, forges victims' passports.
He's the man known as the Serpent, Asia's most notorious killer.
You are a killer, too. Nobody has ever caught me. I expected to feel great guilt. I did not. I felt free.
Bonjour.
Oh yeah, get it in your ears.
That sounds good.
Last episode for the moment of WandaVision today. Paul Bettany tells us about his favourite costume on the show.
If I am honest, my favourite costume was my ridiculous 1990s Halloween costume, which is an homage to the original Vision costume from the comics, and it made me look so ridiculous that it was very easy. I didn't have to work too hard for laughs.
Laura Whitmore has revealed that she's having a baby girl. Lorraine...
She's not much of a choice, did she?
She revealed it by mistake.
Hello!
That's Billy Connolly.
So we don't know if Lorraine was guessing. We don't know if Lorraine and Laura had chats.
Apparently it's in her book, so yeah.
Oh, it's in the new book from Laura.
It's in the new book from Laura, and she'll be on, I think she'll be on TV tonight. Being interviewed.
She'll be on our show very, very soon, as will Anne-Marie. And finally, for New Music Friday, Justin Bieber has got a track out today called Hold On, and it's very, very good. Take my hand and hold on. Video premiered on YouTube a couple of hours ago. And that is Dish the Dirt.
Dublin's FM4, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can now speak to a man who has worked with many, many amazing artists and had so much success in the charts. We know him very well from his music, but now we're going to talk to him. Joel Curry, good morning.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thank you so much for having me on today.
Of course, people I'm sure will not only know you for this life, but also former lives that you've had. Latest single is called Bed, featuring Ray. She's a great vocalist. And like every other Joel Curry track, it just has this magic hook that gets people singing, bopping, that it's got that familiar sound. What is the secret to writing these catchy tunes?
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, no, I got played this Bed chorus. It was one of Ray's demos that she made like ages and ages ago. And I was just in a music session last summer, and I just heard this chorus, and at this point it was just a chorus, and instantly I connected with it, and I love the lyric. I think it's a fun lyric, and the melody and the hook is just, as you say, it's so addictive. As soon as I heard it, I knew it was killer, and then I got in touch with Ray. I slid into her DMs. I was like, Ray, I need to work on this record, we need to get in the studio. And that's kind of how it all started.
So when the magic happens, like, you've had the massive success, you've experienced it, now are you chasing that? Or what, when you start releasing a new one, do you compare it to the other successes you've had, or do you try and put that out of your mind?
No, you've got to put it out of your mind. You should never try and replicate something that's come before. I always look at a new project as a fresh project, and I go into it with the mentality that it's my first ever single. Obviously, that my previous single, Head and Heart, was really successful, and it's a song that, you know, connected with people around the world. And I, you know, I didn't want to go in and sort of make something that was a replica of that again.
Yeah.
I wanted to come with something fresh and feel like I'm evolving my sound and bring something new to the, you know, new to 2021. And I feel like Bed just ticks all those boxes for me.
If you're in Sainsbury's and you're looking for bread, has anyone looked on at you and went, bum, 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 bum? And you're like, who's that? Has that happened yet?
I get it all the time, man. I'll just be like,
what do you
I'll
do? Like, just I'll laugh?
I'll just give them a little head nod, and then I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, you know, the thumbs up, yeah, that's me.
Because I imagine there's a bit of, maybe not for you, but some DJs, they don't necessarily, people don't know what they look like, and that's the beauty of it, because you can have all these hits and you can walk down the street, but for you, you probably still do get recognised.
It's kind of like, I think because of lockdown, obviously, I've not really been out and about DJing and travelling as much as I would have been, so maybe I haven't kind of like seen the full effect of Head and Heart yet, but, you know, it's, I'm sure like this song, you know, has travelled around the world, so I think there'll be people around the world that have got no idea who I am, but all they know is that bum, bum, bum.
Well, my prediction is the next World Cup, if we're all allowed to go to watch sporting events, the Head and Heart will be a thing that everybody chants, just like this thing.
Chelsea Dagger. When Wayne Rooney was playing for United, they used to sing Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Diet at him. So, which wasn't very nice, but if you can get into a football chant, there you go.
No, you guys are right. That could be a good football chant. I mean, are they saying the Euros is going to be back on this summer? Is that what I read?
You can just imagine them all bopping up and down. Bop, 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 bop. You just see it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That'd be sick. Do you know what? I remember, you know, obviously during lockdown, I've been playing football matches on the TV last summer. Even though there was no crowds in the stadium, like, they were playing Head and Heart, you know, when someone scored the goal or something. Like, that's without any crowd anyway. So you're right. Imagine with a crowd, that would be crazy.
So I'm sure you do get asked this question lots, and apologies in advance, but, you know, do you have aspirations to get Rihanna on one of your tracks and people like that, or are you just going to see how it goes?
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, Rihanna, I mean, one of my favourite all-time dance records, a record that really inspired me was the Rihanna and Calvin Harris record, We Found Love.
Yeah.
You know, for me, that's like a perfect sort of dance pop record. I was listening to it actually like a few months ago and just thinking, wow, this is just crazy. So, that's huge. I mean, Rihanna, wow. I don't know if I'd ever get to meet her. If I did, I might be a bit starstruck. But
yeah. I get used to getting starstruck, Joel. I think they're all going to be ringing you.
Oh, well. I'm very open to taking these phone calls. So.
Yeah, well, no, but seriously, keep going as you are. And like, I mean, also when you look at the charts at the moment, whether it's Medusa, who's working with Dermot Kennedy, you know, you can take an artist that you wouldn't imagine them doing a dance track and it works. So, you know, everything, the sound that you're involved in at the moment is just so hot at the moment. So you might as well just keep riding the wave.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, well, you know, the most important for me is just like the music's good, so I'm not really like thinking, oh, I want to work with this person, that person. I'm just like, you know, this year I've been working on so much music in the past 12 months because of lockdown. I haven't been touring, but yeah, for me, if I just get a good vibe of something that I'm working on and it feels right to me, that's kind of, and then, you know, if someone else is able to jump on the record or I'm able to get in a session and write something from scratch with somebody, then that's also amazing. But the most important thing for me is just like the music that I'm working on is right and feels good to me.
There's a legendary song in Ireland that some people say is the alternative national anthem called Maniac 2000. Have you ever heard of it gigging here?
Yeah, Yeah, of course.
And have you played it in the club when you were here? I presume you haven't.
Have you?
I don't know if there's a similar track in the UK that kind of just captures it. Like, the song is 20 years old, but people now doing their GCSEs or their A levels in the UK.
Yeah, but do you know what? I think that's something to do with just, like, honestly, the crowds in Ireland are the best crowds I ever DJ to. And I'm not just saying that because I'm talking to you. I mean it. Even when I go abroad, right, even though I'm playing places like Zante or Ibiza, you know, Magaluf, the Irish section of the crowd, you could just tell who the Irish are because they're just the most up for it, the most wild and just the best atmosphere. And, you know, there's still these classic anthems that they just go off in Ireland that, for some reason, if I play them anywhere else, in the UK or wherever, they don't do anything. But when you play them in Ireland, they just explode.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Okay, well, we're going to play Bed here as well, featuring Ray. Thanks for the Nod Your Noggin suggestion earlier on. People are still messaging in about that. It was brilliant.
Banger. Well done.
Banger.
And, what a classic.
Hopefully we'll see you in a club here soon, and if not, more tunes on the radio.
Yeah, definitely. I just actually announced my UK and Ireland tour for October, November. So we got a date in Dublin at the Academy. So I'm very, very excited about that. So, yeah, keep a lookout for that. And I can't wait to come back over and visit you guys soon.
Cheers, Joel. Joel Curry, good talking to you, man.
Yeah, good. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
So,
this is last chance. St. Patrick's Festival is happening from the 12th to the 17th at stpatricksfestival.ie. All week, Jim has been putting together virtual Paddy's Day clips.
And here they come. So we're looking for a famous lady, a TV show, and a artist, a singer.
I just know I need to look hot. I need to be sexy and give them some sex eyes.
A sergeant major spends all his time training his men to be killers. He doesn't polish his own boots. He probably does polish his own boots, but, you know, it doesn't mean I have to do my own filing. Styling, living it up in the city.
Got chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, so pretty.
Song's about you and Ed, isn't it?
That's it, I wish.
How's Clonsilla this morning?
It's not too bad now. I'm waiting on the sun to appear, but other than that, it's all right.
It will come. It really will. I've been guaranteed that.
I take your word for it, Jim.
Thank you.
Do you know all three answers, please?
Yeah, it was Maura Higgins, The Office, and Bruno Mars.
Correct.
Excellent. Well done.
I want to give him some sex eyes.
I got to get him. You want to hear? So I forgot the time that Maura Higgins tried it on with, what's his name, who won the boxer's brother?
Tyson.
Tommy.
Tommy Fury.
She tried it on. She was like, really, like,
Molly May was having none of it.
They were in a bed together and she was flirting outrageously and he just didn't know where to look. It's very funny. But
I remember that little look under the covers.
Yeah, he didn't work.
And that the good news is you were getting a €200 Tesco Ireland voucher thanks to St. Patrick's Festival.
Brilliant, that's great.
It is great.
My Friday now, thanks a million.
We're trying to play a little game. You know the way girls have another girl in their profile picture on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
And you never know who's who.
So we always try and guess which one is the actual account and which one is the best friend. So don't tell us which one you are. Don't tell us which one. But are you in? Is the other person your best friend or sister? Or?
She is. My best friend, yeah.
And is it like, was it some sort of wedding thing, but not a traditional wedding dress?
It was a wedding in a barn. So last March, the 13th, so right before lockdown, or last my out.
So you're in the green then?
I am in the green.
Yes!
Is that not blue? Am I seriously going colourblind?
Yeah.
But to give you a laugh, I am an accountant too. Your comments went against
them. Why? What's wrong with accountants? They're not all
bad. Said, who's the accountant and who's the pretty one?
Oh, sorry. Is that grass?
That's grass green, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like an emerald
kind of
green.
TV. Yeah.
I need to go to Specsavers after the show.
Anyway, you both look fantastic. Looks like it was a fun day. So
you don't sound serious enough to be married anyway.
No, it wasn't my wedding.
Good. So we were right. Well done to us.
Thanks for saying I'm not serious sounding though.
Exactly. Even for an accountant, you're fine. Right, listen. Well
Cheers.
Done. Enjoy the prize.
Thanks a million.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
Go bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye. Now, I'm trying to help you here.
What?
What are you laughing at, first of all?
I'm laughing at Curtis's stand-up.
Oh, is it good?
Well, it's written as, listen to the sound of a bomb.
Oh, okay. Let's have. Is Curtis? Is he funny?
This is for Stand Up and Deliver, of course. It's the final episode, last on Channel Fnor.
Let's see if we get funny flutters from this.
There's always that one girl or that one guy, you know. The girls always want to be with that guy. Guys always want to be with that girl. And AJ was with that girl. She was the creme de la creme. She was like the galaxy chocolate. And I was just dealing with that Tesco's own brand, you know. The girl giving wrist bathroom. You weren't that girl, were you?
Oh.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's not good.
There's no tumbleweed emoji. Maybe just have a picture of Curtis instead.
Yeah, but also everyone loves Maura. Like, why would you?
So... I'm gonna help you here, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, avoid Curtis doing stand-up. But also, if you're watching skating, what's it, Dancing on Ice?
Dancing on Ice.
First question to you is why? And the second thing to alert you to is the semi-final is going to be on. It's going to be 2 hours long. Save yourself. Don't watch it.
This weekend is over.
How much skating? No, it's the semi-final. How much skating do you think really? There will be in the two-hour?
Is this including ads or excluding ads?
In the two-hour show, how much skating in minutes?
Right. 12?
12 minutes of skating.
Yeah.
Because right.
It's all about the judges and the comments.
12
and the
minutes of skating, so like, swerve.
Is that right?
Yeah, 12 minutes.
Is it?
In 2 hours. You're only going to... Because of injury, the illness, they've forced celebrities left. They've got Colin Jackson, the Olympian. They've rapper Lady Lashur. They've Faye Brooks. And they have a DJ. Sonny J.
New music out today from loads of artists. Bruno, Bieber, and Drake.
Okay, but can you whistle it?
I will after the fifth time, yeah. Some very bold words in there. He's a very bold boy, but it's good. It's good.
It's very Grand Theft Auto, the video, and so is Bieber's.
Mm.
There's some good cars and motorbikes and airplanes and...
We are, however, very worried for Bruno Mars, our little friend. We interviewed him in a fancy kitchen in a hotel.
A couple of times we've interviewed him.
But we're just not quite sure what the hell is going
on. Now, on paper, this is me with bells on. That's why I was excited.
Yeah.
I thought this is going to be great. Bruno's going to release a great single now with your man, with all the A's in his name. I'm talking kissing, cuddling, rose petals in the bathtub, girl, it's jumping.
Welcome to 1963.
It's very retro. And yeah. Like, you know, it sounds a bit Prince-y as well, and that's the kind of Prince song that I might even skip. Yeah. Sorry,
harsh,
Prince. Sorry,
harsh,
Prince. Sorry,
harsh,
Bruno.
Harsh words. Ollie Alexander, this will be one of the first Fridays now that he isn't around, but he was talking about beating Rihanna.
What do you mean he isn't around?
Well, because it's a sin, it's finished.
Oh, yeah, it made it sound like he passed to another world there.
But he blacked out when he met Rihanna.
Ollie, now, are you... I mean, you're excited to be here, but I don't think you're as excited as you were the last time you were here.
No, that's true. It's good to be back in this, where I had the greatest night of my life.
And you blacked out, me and Rihanna.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.